after the miraculous catch of fish has been brought into the boat, Simon Peter has the realization that he is in the presence truly of the Lord. He recognizes he's in the presence of holiness, and his first response is to recognize his own brokenness, his own weakness, his own sinfulness. And he doesn't even really believe that he's worthy enough to be in the presence of Jesus. So he says, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." He is convicted through this experience, this encounter with the Lord Jesus. When I hear the words of today's gospel, I recall many of the ways that I have encountered the Lord Jesus in my own life. And I'm also convicted, but in a different way than St. Peter. Because I look at the end of the gospel today, where Jesus says to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." And I realize that what he's saying there is that evangelization is not just some add-on to the Christian life, but the going out and sharing the faith is an intrinsic part of being a Christian. And why am I convicted then? Because I look at my own spiritual life, my own relationship with God, and I look at the whole idea of evangelization, and I think to myself, "Thank you, Lord, that there are people who will go out into the mission territories and proclaim the gospel. Thank you, Lord, that there are people who have that gift, but I'm not one of them." And I can sit comfortably at home and say a prayer for the people who don't believe and trust that I'm doing my part. And the gospel today tells me that's not right. The gospel today tells me that if I want to be a disciple of Jesus, a true disciple, an authentic disciple, I must share my faith too. Well, you're probably thinking, "What are you talking about, Father? You talk to us about your faith every Sunday." It's one thing to talk to people who already believe and to share how God has worked in our life with people who already believe in God. That's comfortable for me. I can easily talk to you about how going to confession changed my life, or how my first communion and receiving communion every Sunday, every day, makes a difference for me, or how I love to have Mary as my mother and knowing, you know, that she's a great intercessor, how that makes a difference for me. I can easily talk to you about that. It's comfortable because I know you believe what I believe. But it's much more difficult to think of going into a context, whether it's in my family or wherever, in that place where the faith is not widely accepted, where I feel like, people don't really want to hear a preachy kind of thing. But Jesus says to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching men." In other words, I'm sending you to tell people what happened here. Tell people about this miraculous catch of fish. Tell people how your life is different because you know me. The French writer Charles Péguy wrote, "We must be saved together. We cannot go to God alone. Else he would ask, where are the others? Where are the others?" We focus so much, I tend to focus, on my own life, my own relationship with God. Am I praying? Am I reading spiritual things? Am I trying to do good? Trying to avoid bad, you know? Am I being faithful to my work as a priest? But really, Jesus says, okay, all of that is great. You need to be paying attention to that. But where are the others? Who is here in the church who wasn't here before because you shared your faith. That's what he's asking me. And that's why I'm convicted. Because I don't always respond to God's invitation to go out and share my faith beyond the place where it's comfortable. Now, a lot of us think, I don't have the gifts for evangelization. I'm not this big charismatic person who can go out and preach the gospel eloquently and draw so many souls to Christ. Jesus says, you don't need a degree in theology. You don't need to have studied evangelization techniques to go out and evangelize. Evangelization is very simple. All it is telling someone what Jesus has done in your life. That's it. It's not a matter of convincing someone to come over to the faith. It's not a matter of trying to convert. It's not a matter of arguing. It's not a matter of catechesis. You don't have to be able to explain every piece of Catholic doctrine to every person you meet. That's not evangelization. Evangelization is simply telling other people what Jesus has done in your life. Which presupposes, of course, that Jesus is doing something in your life. It presupposes that your life is different. Our life is different because we believe. That's the starting point. So we might look at a few different things then. Number one, are there any obstacles in my life that are holding me back from sharing my faith? From speaking about the difference that Jesus has made in my life. Are there any obstacles? Number one. And number two, of course, can I start bringing those obstacles down? Will I pray day by day that God will give me the grace to overcome those hurdles? Number three, what has God done in my life? Can I articulate that? If I sat down some point this afternoon for 20 minutes and wrote a paragraph about what God has done in my life, what would it say? And then could I share that simple story, or complicated, whatever it is in your case, could I share that story with someone? Would I be willing to share that story with someone? That's the basic dynamic of evangelization. We know people don't want to be beat over the head with, proselytizing and attempts at conversion. We know that. But God will use us to draw people to himself if we simply tell the story of what he's done for us. That's it. And we can all do it. But we also ask God for the grace to know how to do it. To identify those moments when God is presenting an opportunity to share. And if we take our step through that door, God can do great things, and he will.